You can give me the new one, right? And record on that. I know how to use it.
Do it? I don't have a new one.
It said 20 gigabytes.
I didn't get it yet.
I didn't get
I'm still waiting for it. It's supposed to come in the beginning of Karti. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is chapter 9. This is a very interesting story. This is a story of a kidnapping. This is a story of a kidnapping. And in this case, it was Lord Chaitanya's servant got kidnapped. So the title of the story is The Bhattaharis Catch Kala Krishnadas, Lord Chaitanya's servant. So we'll hear about how this servant of Lord Chaitanya was kidnapped. And we're also servants of Lord Chaitanya, and sometimes we also get kidnapped. Many times, maybe we get kidnapped also. So maybe not the Bhattaharis, but one thing or another takes us away from Lord Chaitanya. We can feel right that we're with the presence of Lord Chaitanya, the next minute we're somewhere else. So, Amlitalaya Deki Shri Ramagora Hari Malara Desheti Aila Yata Bhatta Hari. After visiting Kanyakumari, which is at the tip of India, Mahaprabhu came to Amlitala, where he saw the deity of Lord Ramchandra. Thereafter, he went to a place known as Malara Desh, where a community of Bhattaharis lived. Bhattaharis are a nomadic community, what we might call gypsies. In modern terms, we call them gypsies. They camp wherever they like and have no fixed place of residence. Outwardly, they take up the dress of sannyasis. This is very interesting. But their real business is stealing and cheating. Seems like a lot of people take up the dress of sannyasis and their outward business is stealing and cheating. And hopefully we're not in the same category. But outwardly they took up the dress of sannyasis, but their real business is stealing and cheating. Allure means they attract. They allure others to supply women for their camp. And they cheat many women and keep them within their community. In this way, they increase their population. In Bengal, also, there is a similar community. Actually, all over the world, there are nomadic communities whose business is simply to allure, cheat, and steal innocent women. So I guess that's what gypsies do. They do like that. I remember when we were children and we had a phrase in English, if you went to some shop and you bought some product and it wasn't good product and you were cheated, you would say you were gypped. Oh. You ever heard that term? You were gypped. And that's a American slang. It's, oh, he gypped me. Mm-hmm. He cheated. So I guess it's a derivative of gypsy. Because they catch people. Tamala Kartika Deki Aila Vaitapani Raghunatha Deki Tahan Vanchila Ranjani. After visiting Malara Desh, Mahaprabhu went to Tamal Kartika. That's the name of some place. He saw the temple of Raghunath and then he passed the night. Gosanira Sange Rahi Krishna Dasa Brahman Bhattahari Sahatan Haila Darashan. Mahaprabhu had his servant named Krishnadas. He was a Brahmin, but he met with the Bhattaharis there. Stri Dana Dekana Tanra Loba Janmaila Arya Sarala Vipraya Budi Nasha Kaila. Budi Nash. Like we say Vigna Vinashana. Sometimes we say in the Sringa Bhagavan Vigna Vinash. Nash means to destroy. Vigna means obstacles. So Nisringadev destroys obstacles for devotees and also the six Goswamis. Sri Rupa Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Vatadasa Raghunath, Echai Gosai Kori Chananavandan, Yahoite Bigdanash Abhishtapuran. So we, those that are in Aishwarya Marg, those that are more tinged with the Aishwarya Mayi Bhakti, opulence and grandeur and a touch of fear, then they pray to Lord Nrisingadev to take away their obstacles. But those in Ragmarg, they don't pray to Lord Nrisingadev. You'll never see in any Babaji's Kutir picture Lord Nrisingadev like this on their altar, above their door, or all over the place. But they have pictures of six Goswamis. And the six Goswamis, they are the Vigna Nashana Murtis, or those in Ragmarg. And that's told in Narottam Das Thakur's song, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Yahoite Vignanash Avishtapuran. Avishta means my heart's desire. So my heart's desire will be fulfilled when all the obstacles are removed by remembering the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. Vande Rupa Sanatana Rugu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. Because Ragmarg is a path, Rag is a path of Rag, which means attachment or love. So on the path of love and attachment, there's no fear, and there's no distance, there's no opulence and wealth and Aishwarya. Everything's very intimate and confidential, sweet and natural. Natural liking. So the six Goswamis, they're natural, they're human-like. They're like us, they're human-like. And they have their Mandri Sarups. And we're interested in all these human pastimes of the Lord. But this Nrisingadev, this is extraordinary. This is supernatural. Supernatural aspect of the Lord. So whenever you have supernatural aspect, then it brings all kinds of awe and reverence and grandeur and fear. Everyone is afraid in the Nrisingadev. Everyone in the whole universe is afraid, even his own wife. Even Lakshmidevi was afraid to approach him. But Prahlad, somehow he was fearless, so he was put forward to offer prayers. So this Brahman, he's described here, he was Sarala, Arya Sarala. He was a gentleman, Arya, and Sarala means he was very simple, simple-hearted. And with women, the Bhattaharyas allured the Brahman Krishnadas, who was simple and gentle. By virtue of their bad association, they polluted his intelligence. Buddhinash. Says he lost his intelligence. His intelligence was destroyed. Prate uti aila vipra bhatta harigar tahara udeshe prabhu aila sattvar. Allured or attracted by the Bhattaharis, Krishnadas went to their place early in the morning. The Lord also went there very quickly just to find him. So apparently, pratak uti. Pratak means of sunrise time, from 6 a.m. till 8:36 in the morning. So somewhere, Uti, he rose from bed and he ran off to the place, to the Bhattahari Gar, the house or home of the Bhattaharis. And shortly after, Mahavru came after him. Asiya kahena sava Bhattaharigan amara brahman tumi rakaki karan. Upon reaching the community of the Bhattaharis, Mahaprabhu asked them, why are you keeping my Brahman assistant? Amiha sannyasi deka, tumiha sannyasi. More tuka deha tomar, naya nahivasi. Naya. Naya nahivasi. Naya means logic. I am in the renounced order of life, and so are you. Yet you are purposely giving me pain. I do not see any good logic to this. We'll just see how gracious and cordial and congenial Lord Chaitanya is. He's saying, Ami sannyasi, tumi sannyasi. I'm a sannyasi, and so are you. So he's, in other words, we're equal. We'll see the humility in Lord Chaitanya. He's not saying, you bogus, fake cheaters. Dressing up as sannyasi, you charlatans, you imitators. Give me my servant. He says, oh no, listen, you know, I'm a sannyasi, you're a sannyasi. So, you know, you don't want me to give pain to you, and I wouldn't want to give pain to you, and you shouldn't give pain to me. I mean, what's the logic? Why are you thinking like this? So very Lord Chaitanya's temperament is very humble and very his whole presentation is so much compassionate. Compassionate, understanding, non-envious, prideless. This very exchange of this one small exchange with the Bhattaharis, Lord Chaitanya is actually showing in practice, there's theory in practice, theoretical knowledge, or we say technology and applied technology. So spiritual knowledge and applied spiritual technology. So he gives the philosophy, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarori Vaseshana, Amanina Manirena. So one should be amani, free from pride, and manidha, ready at any time and circumstance to show respect and regard to others. So here he is. He's wearing his, walking his talk, as they say. Lord Chaitanya is walking his own talk. Here he is. He's showing this pridelessness and showing respect to others, even in the most extreme situation. Shuni Seva Bhattahari Ute Astralan Mari Bhari Aila Sabe Chari Dike Dhan. After hearing from Mahaprabhu, all the Bhattaharis, the nomads, they came running from all sides with weapons in their hands, desiring to kill the Lord. And it says here in English, hurt the Lord. But in word for word, it says, Mari Bhari, to kill. Chari Dike means all directions. Dhana. So Mari means everywhere. Mara means kill. Like Mrityu Loka, planet of death. So Prabhupada didn't like that word so much, so he softened it. So they came to hurt him from all sides with hundreds of weapons, just to give him a little tap on the head and all. But the word is there, and the word for word, they came to kill him. So because the Lord is Krishna, he's God, obviously he has all the good qualities, so he's showing them here. But the Bhattaharis, although Lord Chaitanya is saying, I'm a sannyasi and you're a sannyasi, what is the logic of you giving me trouble? But we see the way the Lord is behaving is very nice, proper behavior for a sannyasi, but they're also sannyasis, but they're not reciprocating in kind. Mm. Their behavior is quite the opposite of his. Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi and he's very gentle and prideless and compassionate, and they're also sannyasis, supposedly. And their behavior is violent and vicious and envious, and they want to kill the Lord. So they're not really quite equal. Tara astra tara ange pare hata hoite kanda kanda haila Bhattahari palaya chari bite. However, the weapons fell from the hands of the Bhattaharis and struck their own bodies. When some of the Bhattaharis were thus cut to pieces, the others ran away in the four directions. That's pretty good, huh? It's like people go hunting sometimes and they shoot themselves. There are many stories of these hunters that go to shoot innocent deer and other animals of the forest, and they're chasing the animal and they trip on some brambles or something and they fall down with their gun, boom, and they shoot their own head off. And very oftentimes they shoot their foot. That's very common, they shoot their foot. So these guys, they were coming to attack the Lord and they chopped themselves. Bhattahari gari maha utila krandan keshe dari viprelana karila gaman. All the Bhattaharis in the community, they're all roaring and crying. So they're all chopped up and everybody was suffering and pain. And Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishnadas by the hair and took him away. Keshdari, like we say Keshava. Dari, holding him by the hair. He just grabbed him by the hair. Come on, you rascal. Se dina chali aila payaswini tire snan kari gela adi Keshava mandire. That very night, Mahaprabhu and Krishnadas, his Brahmin assistant, they arrived at the temple of Adi Keshava and took bath there. Actually, the story continues a little bit here. That was the end of the story. Now there's one philosophical point in relation to this story. Sometime later, After Lord Chaitanya returned to Puri with Kala Krishnadas, he met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who actually gave him this servant. Because Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi, so he said, listen, I'm touring South India, I'll go by myself. Sannyasi should travel alone, generally. Just depend on the Lord everywhere for everything. But they were insistent, all the associates in Puri were insisting that Mahaprabhu take someone with him. So they finally selected this Brahmin. They said they even told Lord Chaitanya, they said, oh, he's really nice. He's really a good brahmachari. He's very saralata. He's very simple and straightforward. So he said, all right, just to make all of you happy, I'll take him. So when he returned, Mahaprabhu met with Bhattacharya. He said, Prabhukahi, Bhattacharya, Shunaha inha charita, Dakshin giyachila inha amara sahita. My dear Bhattacharya, just consider the character of this man who went with me to South India. Bhattahari kache gela amare chariya, Bhattahari haite inhare anila udhariya. This Brahmin, Krishnadas, he left my company to associate with the Bhattaharis, but I rescued him from their company and brought him here. Hevami ihanani, karilana vidai, yahanicha jaha ama saninahi aradai. Now I brought him here, I'm asking him to leave. Now he can go wherever he likes. I am no longer responsible for him. This is the bad fate of Kala Krishnadas, that he was traveling with Krishna himself, and still he gave up the association of Krishna. But sometimes people say, oh, if you have darshan of Krishna, do all your material desires go? And they can, if you want them to go. But it's not that, because sometimes people say that, oh, as soon as you have saksha darshan or you see Krishna, then you become a pure devotee. That's not necessarily true. I can have that effect if that's really what you want. Although you may have some material desires, the Lord may be kind sometime and give some darshan. And then if you're really sincere, then you'll become pure. But if you're not, then you'll just become more envious or become more unhappy. So many people saw Krishna on the battlefield, Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, not Dhritarashtra, he's blind, but Duryodhana and so many others, but they didn't become pure devotees by seeing the Lord. They wanted to kill the Lord. So darshan is one thing, but it's what is in the receptacle? Who is taking a darshan? What is in your heart? What is in your heart when you take darshan of the Lord? That determines what the effect is. So Prabhupada tells this point. He said, Kala Krishnadas was influenced and allured by nomads or gypsies who enticed him with women. Maya is so strong that Kala Krishnadas left Mahaprabhu's company to join gypsy women. Even though a person may associate with Mahaprabhu, he can be allured by Maya and leave the Lord's company due to his slight independence. Only one who is overwhelmed by Maya can be so unfortunate to leave Mahaprabhu's company. Yet unless one is very conscientious, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he be the personal assistant of Mahaprabhu, what to speak of others. The Bhattaharis used to increase their numbers by using women to allure outsiders. This is factual evidence showing that it is possible at any time to fall down from the Lord's association. One need only misuse his little independence. Once fallen and separated from the Supreme Personality of God's association, one becomes a candidate for suffering in the material world. Although rejected by Mahaprabhu, Kala Krishnadas was given another chance, as the following verses relate. So then, what happens here is that he didn't get a chance to be Lord Chaitanya's personal servant again, but he was given a chance to take some messages to Bengal from Puri and carry some Mahaprasanam to Sachimata. So he was. He was not cast away. He was just kept engaged in service, but not the intimate service of the Lord. He went over there. So that was his good fortune. The Lord didn't, he rescued him first of all, and then still kept him engaged in service, so he didn't travel around with him anymore. That happens. I've seen that even in ISKCON, that once a guru had a personal servant. He was in Mayapur. And then somehow the personal servant got a little bit of Maya, so he took the guru's suitcase, which had a bunch of money in it for purchasing some deities or something, and had some other temple president's money, who they were keeping it with him, and also a camera. So he grabbed the suitcase and ran away to his village and had some fun with all that money, I guess. And after some time, he came back and then said he was sorry, and the guru didn't engage him as a servant, but engaged him as a pujari in one temple. And I was thinking, wow, this is really, really compassionate. The temple presidents didn't appreciate the compassion of the guru so much, but because that was their money that got lost, and the guru didn't pay it back. But this is the nature of the Lord. This is the nature of the Lord, that he forgives and forgets. He's very kind. He even comes to rescue. Although Kala Krishnadas, he, on his own volition, he left the Lord's company. He exercised his independence, but the Lord went and rescued him. So it's the same thing with the jivas. When we're manifested from Mahavishnu, somehow we become attracted to the external energy. And we come on this side rather than go to the internal side. So the Lord doesn't say, oh, that's too bad. you went to the gypsy Maya. You went to the Maya gypsy. He doesn't just leave us here with Maya. He says, oh, you use your independence. I gave you that independence to see what you would do. And somehow you were attracted more to the glitter of Maya than the effulgence of the Antaranga Shakti. Well, that's all right. Anyway, I'll come and rescue you. So then Krishna comes to this side. He also comes here to the gypsy land, land of gypsies. This material world is the land of gypsies, the land of nomads. Nomad or completely mad. Nomad or all mad. Everyone's mad. Everyone's mad in the material world. Mada, it's called. This is one of the contaminations of living entity. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada. Mada means madness. So nomad, but all mad. No one's mad, or all? Everyone's mad. All are mad here. So then the Lord comes to this all madic community. It's not a nomadic community. In the material world, it's all madic community. Everyone is mad. And he comes here in various avatars and incarnations. For what? To rescue us. It's a rescue mission. They have these squat team, what do they say, SWAT squads, whatever they call them.
Rescue squads.
In different cities, they have emergency squads when there's earthquake or some kind of, these specialists go out there and get people from crumpled down buildings and they rescue them. So the Lord has a whole rescue squad. It's called the Das Avatar. Keshava Drita, Narahari Rupa, Meena Sharira, all these, Nrsingha Bhagavan, these are all part of the rescue squad. And then the Acharyas and Achara Sampradaya, they're also, all the Acharyas are members of the rescue squad. And they come here and try to save the mad people. But we'd rather stay with the gypsies. They're a lot of fun. Wandering here and there. We're like gypsies. We're all gypsies. We're wandering here and there, allured by the attraction of Maya. And we're dancing with the gypsies. And then the Lord comes and he has to grab us by the hair. That's what happens when you come to ISKCON. They grab you by the hair and they cut it all off. they grab you by your hair and they cut it all off. So Lord Chaitanya grabbed Kala Krishnas by the hair. It doesn't say he cut it off. Maybe he cut it off. I don't know. Shaved him up. So then, because that hair is how Maya catches us. The gypsies catch us with our hair. So then Krishna shaves it up. So then the gypsies can't catch anything. And then So in this way, we see how the Lord is of course, and it doesn't mean you have to have a shaved head to be Krishna conscious. And it doesn't really say in a story that Lord Chaitanya shaved his head. It said he grabbed him by his hair. That means he had sufficient hair to grab. I mean, obviously, Krishna's wasn't shaved up. It didn't say he grabbed him by the sika either, so. But the most important point is that even though we may go away from the association of devotees, because Lord Chaitanya means the Vaishnava Sangha, means Guru and Gauranga and all the devotees. This is Lord Chaitanya. Gaudiya Sampradaya. This is Lord Chaitanya, Gaudiya Sampradaya, or Gaudiya Vaishnava Raja Sabha. The wonderful association of all devotees. We maybe temporarily may go away because of the gypsies or whatever. But as Lord Chaitanya saved Krishnadas, because he was sincere, he was Saralata. He was Saralata. This is a main quality. That if one is actually pure in motivation, this is called Saralata. If one is determined to be an offender or determined to enjoy and he doesn't care at all about Krishna, then Krishna may say, go ahead, get lost. Go with the gypsies, I don't care. But this is a key point here, why Lord Chaitanya came and saved him. Arya Sarala. If we have these two qualities, Arya and Sarala. Arya means that we're gentlemen. Arya also means Aryan. Aryan means those who are interested in progressing spiritually. They're actually genuinely interested in advancing towards self-realization, a realization of God and all His beauty and all His splendor and wonder. That's an Aryan. That is their main interest in life. And that is the main purpose of their living. Therefore, they're an Aryan. And then, a Saralata means that they're basically innocent in heart. They're basically pure in mind and heart. But due to some circumstantial difficulty or circumstance, they may be temporarily led away. So, this is these qualities that the Lord was very much appreciating, so He went personally to rescue Krishnadas. And this also happens in a society of devotees. I remember one time, one godbrother, he had left in San Francisco. A nice devotee, but somehow he got overwhelmed and he left the society of devotees, Chaitanya Sangha. And he went back to the material world, and then he was working in a McDonald's restaurant as a cook. And that's not a very good thing to do. It's not very much recommended. So then one devotee in a temple named Jayananda, he was our godbrother, he's a very compassionate person. And one day he said, I'm going to find this devotee. So he went back to his house and he asked his mother. His mother said he was living separately, but he was working in this place. Then Jayananda bought a big plate of Mahaprasadam, big plate of halava actually. And he went to that restaurant and he didn't see him in the front, so he went in the backside. And then he saw him cooking there. And he said, oh, you know, Krishnadas or whatever, what are you doing? And he was, oh my God, you know, the devotees come all the way here. It's a long way from the temple. He said, listen, I came here. I want to bring you back to the temple. Everyone's missing you, and everyone wants you to come back and do your service and come and join us again. Why did you leave? And I brought you this Mahaprasadam. So the devotee was so touched. This devotee that blooped was so touched. He said, yes. And then Jayananda said, well, take this Mahaprasadam. He said, yes, come on. And they went out. They just walked out through the kitchen and went out into the front part. Sat at the table and put this big plate of halava on the table, and he started eating it right there and then, with Jayananda sitting opposite. Then the manager, obviously the restaurant, came up and said, hey, what's get back? What are you doing here with a shaved head guy and eating whatever this is? And get back to your work. And he said, forget it, I quit. I'm going back. I'm going with the Hare Krishnas. So he said, he finished his halava, and he just got in a car and he went back. He didn't, whatever clothes he had on his body, he went straight back to the temple. And he forgot about his apartment and everything. And then he went on to do his devotional service. So this is Lord Chaitanya's compassion being expressed through Jayananda, that he went to rescue the devotee that was stolen by the McDonald's gypsies So there's so many numerous accounts of this. And the reason that that Jayananda went there is because he was Aryan and Sarala. He was really actually an innocent, nice devotee. But somehow he got overwhelmed and he left for some time. So we can take a lot of encouragement from this story of the Bhattahari's catch Kala Krishnadas, Lord Chaitanya's servant. Or rather we could say Lord Chaitanya rescues his servant from the Bhattaharis. That's probably a better title. Or the story, Lord Chaitanya rescues his servant from the gypsies. That's even more exciting. So we also are Lord Chaitanya's servants. We're serving his Sankirtan movement and serving his followers. And so this is nice. This is our life insurance. Some people, they ask us, they say, oh, you devotees, you don't have it. You have any insurance policy, health insurance? And they say, no, we don't have any anything. So, do you have any life insurance? No. Yes, we have this life. We don't have life insurance. We have life assurance. There's insurance and assurance. We have the assurance that Lord Chaitanya will preserve our spiritual life. As Lord Krishna told Arjuna on the battlefield, he said, O Kaunteya, Kaunteya pratijani name bhakti pranashyati. So the same word is there, nash. As Kala Krishnadas' buddhi was nash, buddhi nash. Nash means destroyed. It was destroyed due to bad association, temporarily. And Lord Krishna is telling in Kurukshetra that, O son of Kunti Arjuna, you should declare it rather loudly that my devotee's pran is never destroyed, prananash. Kaunteya pratijani name bhakti pranashati. Pranashati, the prana, the bhakta pran, the force of devotion, the life of love, the fire of love, the life of bhakti, that is never destroyed. So as Lord Krishna is promising that 5,000 years ago, Lord Chaitanya is also promising that. So although the gypsies destroyed his intelligence, buddhi nash, Gauranga Mahaprabhu restored it. They destroyed it and he restored it by rescuing him and again engaging him in devotional service by sending him to Mayapur to deliver Mahaprasad and a message to Mother Shachi. So this is our life assurance that Lord Chaitanya will preserve our spiritual life. Yoga shemam baham yaham. He will preserve what we have and carry what we lack. So even though we may have temporarily go away with the gypsies, the mad gypsies of our mind, the mad gypsies of our mind may take us here or there, but this is, we don't have life insurance, but we have life assurance that Gauranga will bring us back. He will come personally and rescue us. And this is a great solace for the heart of the devotee. Not that he misuses that by deliberately falling down, because that will become offensive to the holy name. That's called committing sin on the strength of the holy name. But nevertheless, we should have this sense of security that we have a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. And because of that, we'll never go away from his lotus feet. And Prabhupada, he promised that because the devotees that were preaching, they were somewhat concerned. This preaching is very risky business. Going alone, door to door, distributing books, and going here and there, and so many Maya Devis are there, or Maya Devas, or whatever. If you're a lady, there's so many Maya Devas. So many men that are like demigods that can mislead you, or so many ladies that can mislead a man. But because you're doing the work of Lord Chaitanya, and you're trying to preach and distribute books, that if you're sincere, you'll never fall down. Prabhupada told us so many times. And the preaching devotees, they have this experience also, if they're really sincere. And especially these qualities, Arya and Sarala. Arya Sarala Viprera, Buddhi Nashakaila. So he was Arya and Sarala, but his intelligence was temporarily destroyed. So that was externally. He was influenced externally, but didn't change his heart. His heart was still Sarala, and he was still sincerely aspiring for spiritual improvement. So Lord Chaitanya recognizes the quality of the heart. This is important. Like when we chant Hare Krishna, we're told that we should chant from the heart, not from the lips. Our chanting should be heart deep, not lip deep.
Lip deep is only a couple inches. From lips to tongue is only a couple inches. Hare Krishna. But from heart, some depth is there. At least 15, 18 inches from tongue to heart. Some distance is there. So when our hearts are deeply sincere about Krishna's service, then Krishna will always be there for us, even in the most trying times. Any questions or comments, or I can go on to another story here.
I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on the quality Prabhupada mentioned to be very conscientious, and that way only if one is very conscientious one can resist the allurement of mind.
That was in his purport.
And
Prabhupada is saying that if one is very conscientious, one can avoid the allurement of Maya. Maya conscientious generally means to be it's hard to define these words, and one word ends up with another word. But it means that you're very careful and sincere about actually practicing all the different limbs of bhakti and carrying out the order of the spiritual master. It's related to conscious. Conscientious is conscious. You're aware. Conscious means to be aware, to be attentive, to be careful, to be sincere.
Not mechanical, very conscious.
No, that doesn't mean, conscientious doesn't mean that. It just means that you're very dutiful. You're very dutiful and very regular and very attentive. That it's not like the opposite word of conscientious is lackadaisical. There's a word lackadaisical or whimsical. You know, whimsical. Well, today I chant, tomorrow, yeah, I've chanted for a few days, now I don't chant, and that's called whimsical. Conscientious means day after day after day, always moment to moment trying your best, always trying your best to sincerely execute the order of the spiritual master. Day after day, that's being conscientious, as far as I understand. Anything else?
Servant Krishna Das, he didn't really fall down. He just left. Mahaprabhu went to pick him up, so he didn't really do anything.
Yeah, we don't know what they did. Doesn't take long to fall in Maya.
How did he find him? Why did he run there early morning? What was the reason for him? Did he associate before, or why idea came to him to run early morning there?
Well, the first verse it said, because the sequence it's not so clear. It says they went to Mahaprabhu's servant. They went to one place in South India, and his servant met with the Bhattacharya. It says they went somewhere, but then his servant, he met with the Bhattaharis there. That was the first verse. It said Bhattahari Saha Darshan. Saha means with. It says Darshan. Not only does it mean, it says there was a meeting. Then the next thing, it says there was a meeting. Next thing is, with women, the Bhattaharis allured the Brahmin Krishnadas. By virtue of their bad association, they polluted his intelligence. So with these words, basically it indicates that he was with them for some time. He was with women for some time. And whatever, you know, it's a very polite and gentlemanly way of saying that he misbehaved. This is supposed to be a book of philosophy, not a kind of novel, you know, where they go into all the details. It's called Parokshavad. Everything, so many things are implied. Implied meaning. So that this is going on. Then, allured by the Bhattaharis, he went to their place early in the morning. So we don't know, you know, how much he was already with. It's, you know, he's with them all night. Then he went and he came back. He's with them till late at night. Then he came back. And then he ran again in the morning. There's several verses indicate there was a lot of intimate association. And then the Lord, when he got up, then he ran there immediately. So, without saying it, it's saying it. I don't see. So I don't think you. I think you can, moreover, from the what's been said here in these verses, you can conclude that there was some type of infraction. It appears that way. It appears more that way than not. Allured. I mean, allured by lobha. It says, "Dekana lobha." They created. They lost his intelligence. So losing intelligence means you misbehave. So I can't say unless there's some other description of this pastime in some other biography. I think it only appears here. I haven't seen it described in other biographies I've read. So this next story is a story, nice story about a doctor. You can start that one. This is a story of a doctor's love of God. So even doctors can love God. It's not close for anybody. Goes in the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Lord Chaitanya was there, and one time he was speaking about the glories of all his different devotees. And it was as if he had five faces. Sometimes it says he was speaking as if he had 1,000 mouths. So Krishna's Kaviraj sometimes says five faces or 1,000 mouths. Well, this is the story of a doctor's love of God, or you can say Mukunda Das's Nirmal Prem, if you want to be technical. Nirmal means love without dirt, pure ecstatic love. This is from Madhya Lila, chapter 15, verse 119 through 127. Bhaktir Mahima Prabhu Kahite Payasuka, Bhaktir Mahima Kahite Hayapancha Mukha. Mahaprabhu became very happy just to speak of the glories of his devotees. Sukha. Indeed, when he spoke of their glories, it was as if he had five faces. In the material world, we become very happy to talk about the bad qualities of the devotees. We become very happy to say this one did this and this one did that. Oh, really? Oh, and what else? We get five ears and 6 years to hear all about the bad things about this sannyasi or that sannyasi or this grihastha or that grihastha or this brahmachari. And someone else comes, yes, I knew it was like that. And then they add more to the story. And then someone else comes, yes, I all the time I thought like this. And now I want to download my files. Download my bad files in everybody's ears. So please listen to my files as I download them. Yes, I thought like this all along. And the story gets just like a mushroom cloud, an atomic mushroom cloud of, aparads and, rising above everyone's head. So everyone has like 6 years to hear all the poisonous statements. But here it says that he was Panchamukha. Bhaktira Mahima Kahite Hai Panchamukha. When Lord Chaitanya, he felt very much happiness glorifying the Vaishnavas, and it appeared that he had five faces or five mouths, he was speaking so much. He became very happy to speak of the glories when he spoke as if he had five faces. Bhakta gane kahe shuna mukundera prem, niguda nirmala prem, jena dagda hem. So it's described here as niguda, means very deep and nirmal prem, pure ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya now is going to speak about the pure ecstatic love of Mukunda Das. Mahaprabhu then informed all his devotees, listen about Mukunda's love of Godhead. It is very deep and pure love and can only be compared to purified gold. Mukunda Das, he was from a place in Bengal called Sri Kanda. He is one of the Kandavasis. Mbaye Raja Vaidya Inho Kare Raja Seva Antare Krishna Prema Inhara Janibeka Keva. Mukunda Das externally acted as a royal physician in the government service, but internally he has deep love for Krishna. Who can understand his love? This is very instructive. There's so many stories throughout Chaitanya Lila about Lord Chaitanya's devotees coming from all walks of life and all the different varnas and ashrams. But so many of them are grihasthas, and so many of them are quite ordinary. They don't have long beards or dreadlocks or wear kopins or something. A handful did, but most of them are quite ordinary people. They were husbands and fathers and wives, and they had children and families, and they worked in society, they lived in society, they were quite apparently normal externally. He's a doctor in a government service, government doctor. But internally he was absorbed in Krishna Prem, Antare Krishna Prem, Inhara Jani Beka Keva. So this is very instructive to everyone, that we don't have to renounce everything or look different or act strange or adopt any kind of unusual clothing or any external marks of a devotee. But we must genuinely surrender our heart internally to the loving service of the Lord. Mahavaru discloses the fact that no one can understand who is actually a great devotee of the Lord. That's what he says. Inhara Jani Bekat Keba. It's very difficult to know. Lord Chaitanya is saying it's very difficult to know who is a great devotee. It is therefore said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 2339 Madhya, Tanra Vakya Kriya Mudra Vigeha Nabujai. Even the most perfect and learned scholar cannot understand a Vaishnava's activities. A Vaishnava may be engaged in government service or in a professional business, so that externally one cannot understand his position. Internally, however, he may be Nitya Siddha Vaishnava, eternally liberated Vaishnava. Externally, Mukunda Das was a royal physician, but internally he was the most liberated Paramahamsa devotee. Mahaprabhu knew this very well, but ordinary men could not understand it, for the activities and plans of a Vaishnava cannot be understood by ordinary men. Mahaprabhu and his representative understand everything about a devotee, even though the devotee may externally pretend to be an ordinary householder and professional businessman. Hegadinam lechen rajar uchatungite chikitsara bhattakahi tanhara agrete. One day Mukunda Das, the royal physician, was sitting alongside the Muslim king on a raised dais, or platform. And he was telling the king about medical treatment, chikitsaya. Hina kale eka mayur puchera adhani raja sejopadidari eka sevakani. While the king and Mukunda were conversing, a servant brought a fan made of peacock feathers to shade the king's head from the sun. Consequently, he held the fan above the king's head. You see that Krishna wears a special type of mukut. It's called Bihari mukut. And when devotees first were coming to Vrindavan to buy mukut for the deities, they would buy these mukuts, and when they would go back to their temples, they would put it on the deity's head and try to make it centered. They would try to make it, we think that everything's supposed to be centered and straight. So they buy the mukut and they put it on centered, but this mukut is made so it goes like this. You know, it goes up. You put it on centered, but the piece here goes like this. Yeah. It goes to the side. And it's called a Bihari mukut. It's actually made off-centered. So when the devotees would buy it from the West, they didn't understand about the Bihari mukut. So they would try to put that thing in the thing that goes like that, they try to mount it in the center, aligning with the Krishna's nose. So it always looked a little strange. And then people come to our temples in India and say, you don't know what this Bihari mukut is. Because Bihari mukut is a very rustic and intimate form of crown of Krishna's. And this it goes off to the left side because the design, it has so many peacock feathers on it. And they're like this because Krishna, when he's walking with Radharani, sometimes the sun is shining in her face. So he tilts his mukut in such a way that the peacock feathers block the sun and create shade so the sun doesn't shine in Radharani's face. So it's a very rustic crown. But usually crowns are all centered like this. There's two things here and two things here and two things here. But this thing is like this, you know. One piece goes like that and one piece goes like, it's called, you know, it's like this, you know. So this king, the servant of the king, was holding the peacock feather to shade his face from the sun. Shiki pichadeki mukunda prema vishtahoila atiyu chutungi haite bhumite parila Just by seeing the peacock feathered fan, Mukunda Das became absorbed in the ecstatic love of God and he fell from the high platform onto the ground. Ati ucha tungi haite bhumite padila. Ucha means up, raised. Like we say, Unchagaon, Lita Sakhi's birth, Janamstan, behind Barsana is called Unchagaon, the uptown village. There's uptown and downtown. The Unchagaon, Uncha means up. So it's on the top of a mountain, high village. So Ati ucha means very high. So it's a very high platform because this is a very proud king. This Muslim king was very proud, so he had a very high platform. And then when he saw Mukunda Das, the doctor, saw that peacock feather and fan, oh my lord, that Mukut Mani Krishna. Then it says, Raja Ragyan, Raja Vaidyara Hoila Maran, Apanaina Miyatabe Karila Chaitan. The king was fearful that the royal physician had been killed. He personally jumped down from the platform to bring him to consciousness. Rajabali Vyatatumi Poila Konatani Mukunda Kahiyati Vada Vyatapai Nai. When the king asked Mukunda, where is it paining you? Mukunda replied, I'm not very much pained. Raja Kahi Mukunda Tumi Padila Ki Lagi Mukunda Kahi Rajamor Vyari Achi Murigi. The king inquired, Mukunda, why did you fall down? Mukunda said, oh, my dear king, I have a disease like epilepsy. Epilepsy affects your life air, so sometimes you tremble. Mahavidagda Raja, Se Sabajane, Mukundera Hoila Tanra, Mahasira Gyani. By extraordinary intelligence, the king could understand. Mahavidagda means he was extremely clever, very clever. He could understand the whole affair. Subjan. In his estimation, Mukunda was the most uncommon, exalted, liberated personality. He could understand. He surmised this very astute and intelligent Muslim king. He could understand that Mukunda Das was a Mahasiddha. He was a Siddha Mahatma. That simply because of his bhav, because of his sthayi bhav, because he had a permanent loving relationship with the Lord, if he would see any object in the environment that would remind him of his Lord, that would stimulate the love in his heart. This Staibhav is compared to a big, like a swimming pool of petrol. Like you have Staibhav in your heart, it's like you have a swimming pool full of petrol. And it's just lying there, just lying in your yard, nothing. But someone throws a match in it, boom! It jumps, you know, starts burning. So this Staibhav is like petrol in the heart. And if there's any kind of stimulant in the environment, then it erupts. And when it erupts, it gives flames, and the flames are called Anubhav. Then you may start singing or dancing or clapping your hands. And then you may cry, and then the sattvic bhavs. There's so many different things that happen when the sthayi bhava is stimulated by different objects, by sounds, by sights, by feelings, by remembrances, by paintings. These are all called udipana. So in this case, Mukunda Das saw the peacock feather, or rather the peacock fan of the king, and it was called udipana. Seeing that peacock feather, that object in his environment, that object reminded him of his Lord. And because he has a permanent loving relationship with the Lord, lying in his heart like a pool of petrol, as soon as he saw that peacock fan, it became like a match. And it threw in his heart, and boom, it erupted. And then he started trembling, and his life affairs became so disturbed by the explosion of his sthayi bhava, and it caused him to tumble off the dais and land on the ground. So somehow this Muslim could understand he was a great liberated personality. So that's the story of Mukunda Das's Nirmal Prem. Mukunda Das ki jai. So we see so many things in the environment which stimulate our sthayi bhava. But our sthayi bhava is called artha bhava. Artha means the desire to enjoy different objects of this world. So we see different things. That's a natural bhava in our heart. We have a natural liking to enjoy the objects of this world. So when we see anything in this world, then it stimulates our sthayi bhava and we get excited. When we start salivating, our eyes start getting watery, and then we start trembling a little bit, and the juices start moving in our body, and start circulating here and there and moving here and there. We get excitement. And our mind starts getting thrilled with the possibilities for material pleasure. It's called Maya. Everyone knows well about that. I need that bar thing.